Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Good morning. Might not seem good. It might not even look good. Might not be good. But we're going to claim it right now because we are alive, we can see, we can feel and hear. Might not think that's a lot, but you know what? It's enough to make a new start. And that's what this program is all about, making a new start in God, in the Creator, because He lives. Again, welcome. Hello there. Welcome to the Dr. Cupertino Show, the hour of power and the hour for power. You can't do nothing without power. You need power just to make a smile on your face. But God bless you. God bless you. These are perilous times, but God is still in the blessing business. You know, you've got to seek Him to find that out. And that, again, is what this show is about, seeking God while there's yet still time. Before we get into our subject topic, God's most usable, you and me, you and I, we're going to say a word of acknowledgement to God. Someone says, why you got to say a word of prayer? Well, okay, so what? Call it a word of acknowledgement. Call it whatever you want. You know what? I'm going to digress for a second. Those that are mentally ill, now they're mentally challenged. Those that are having some other kind of disabled problems, they have a name for that. I mean, there's so many cliches, but God's word is true. God's word is true. Let's bow our head in prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You said through your Son that we should pray in the name of Jesus to you. He said, no one comes to me, comes to the Father except through me. So He said prayer. So we're not going to try to use any other cliches. Prayer is prayer. And we come to you, Father, because this is the only way we can. When we read your word, we're coming to you. When we talk about your word, we came, and now we're giving someone else an opportunity to come to you. When we put our holy hands up, hopefully they are, when we put holy hands up, Father, we're coming to you, and we come to you now. We could be anywhere. We could be calling on the name of Satan, but right now, because you live and your Son lives and because of the great work that He did, we're coming to you. We have told Satan, hey, man, get thee behind me. We have told him to get, not in front, not on the side. We don't even want to see him. We've already told him to get behind us because you are God. Yes, it's been a struggle. Yes, it's been very hard. Yes, it's still going to be hard just to keep up. But we know with you on our side, we can make it. Some say, well, make it to what? Make it to another day to say, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. God, your Son said, we must live, not just on bread alone, but on every word proceeded from your mouth through the Holy Scripture. And we thank you. We got another chance. Cool, my goodness. May not have wanted it. Can't seem to see our way through, but there's hope here. Now we're leaning on you. We know you are true and a living God, and you're not going to make a fool out of us. You're not going to let us be shamed. You know, people is waiting on that because you're God and God alone. Here we sit, here we stand, here we lay, begging, pleading, crying, oh God, help me. Well, here we are at the throne, your feet. Thank you, God, for the opportunity. Thank you, God. Some went to bed last night, didn't wake up, but here we are. So that means there's a chance to do more for you on your program. Our program has failed. Our program has left us skinned and thrown about. Our program has left us disappointed, broke, busted, and disgusted. Our program has got us in prison. Our program has got us in jail. Our program has got us being hunted and haunted. But now here we are. Use us, God. In that name, the one and only name given under heaven, there's only one. Call me up and give me the other one. I'll research it. But the Holy Bible says there's only one name. One name, one name by which man shall be saved. Not your boss's name, not your girlfriend's name. One name only. And that's in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, amen. God's most usable. People are going around saying, you know, I've made so many mistakes. I've killed 25 people in my life. I've tried to blow up people. I've put hits on people. I've given people overdoses. Oh, God, how can God use me? We're going to find out today. God's most usable. He know we're crazy. He know we're steeped in sin. He know we have the Adamic sin staring us in the face 24/7. God already knows that. He knows that. We inherited the worst of the worst when human pair there in the garden made that horrific mistake. Men are still suffering today, being disrespected on every end, from children to wives. Because if they go back to the Akashic record, the collective consciousness, all the way back to the garden, oh, well, what can I say? He should have stopped her, but that's another matter. God's most usable. You have lived your life by chance and on the advice of your enemies. Hallelujah. I don't have to explain that. Just whatever. I'm going to get up, eat, go to the bathroom, and just sit around and see what's going to happen. You know, nothing you see is going to happen. You are tossed about by waves when you live your life like that. Just get up just to see what's going to happen. No plan, no nothing. Well, I'm broke anyway. Might as well sit back and watch TV all day long. That's living your life by chance. And, of course, if your enemies are saying do that, cloaked as a friend, then you know where you're at. You have forsook husbands, wives, children, and even grandma. Left us all to die. Left us all on the desert of nothingness. Some of you have. I put myself in it. Just walked away. Some say, you know what, I can't take it anymore. I'm broke. I can't see my way through. I don't know what I'm going to get. Don't care what I don't get. I'm just going to sit here and look crazy. You've forsaken husbands, wives, your kids, you walked off. Boy, I have to tell you, these children of today is a big, big job. But it starts in the womb. And you know what? I think we're going to have that topic next week because everything facing us, it starts in the womb. Do you know why it starts in the womb? Because we have an Adamic death that Christ had to remove, but we're still living in the flesh. So the repercussions of what Adam and Eve did, guess what? There it is. So it starts all the way back, of course, transferred through the womb, through birth. But some of us have lived a life of crookedness, lies, deceit, near overdoses on drugs of all nature, and it just seems like there's no relief. You know, I take two steps forward, I'm knocked back 25. I'm trying to do the right thing, I don't have no help. I went over here trying to get some help, I could not get any help for my problems. I don't want to live like this anymore. Living a life of crookedness, I've got to lie every day just to get ahead for another day. Deceit, well, I guess if I do this, I'm going to get this, and if I don't do this, maybe that won't happen to me. Oh, well, if I go over here and sit for 2 or 3 days, I just might get something. It's on and on and on and on and on. Seems like it's just no relief in sight. I don't know what to do with myself. I try to do right. I try to talk right, and that doesn't work. Then I start lying, and that gets me into even more trouble. Just seems like nothing is working. I don't see any help in sight. You might feel that you will never have anything, you won't be anything, you won't amount to anything good. Oh, my God, maybe I should sit in prison and rot. I mean, some of us are just, emotionally torn to pieces. But listen, take heed. Because you, if you're listening to this radio show, you have now joined the club of God's most usable. Yes, I said that. You're going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to turn my system up. I don't want to hear anymore. No, don't touch that dial. Don't touch anything. Because now you have ended up in the barnyard of brokenness and in the courtyard of just near defeat. That is when God can use you. You have now stepped into the club of God's most usable. Yes. Yes, my friend, the creator of it all heartfully welcomes you and has laid the feast on the table of life for you to partake. So now it's your turn. Listen, you might say, this is too much for me to handle. How can God use me? I'm a liar, I'm a thief, I've killed, I've done this, I've done that. I don't know my way in, I don't know my way out anymore. I'm miserable. I'm hellfired miserable. Oh, what can I do? I'm on the verge of suicide right now because it just doesn't seem like it's worth it. Everything I do blows up in my face. Everything I don't do, and I'm called on the carpet for it. Oh, I don't want to go on anymore. Listen, you're now on the steps in God's courtyard for him to use you. You might say, I don't want to use me. What's he going to do? This is what he's going to do. He's going to command you to do what he commanded Adam and Eve to do 2,000 years ago. You come out of the loins, so whatever God commanded them to do, he's now commanding you. And then his son came aboard 2,000 years ago, and he said, look, this is what I want you to do. Go, you therefore, preach and teach and baptize people. Teach them. Lead them to God. Lead them to God. That's why I came here. I came that you might live. Come on. I've opened the door up for you. You're God's most usable. Yes, you've done everything hateful and honorary, but let's put that behind us. You accept and believe in me, and then you will become a new creature in Christ. New creature in Christ means you got new marching orders. You know what your new marching orders is? Oh, before we get your marching orders, if you bow your head right now and say, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I've tried to save myself, and I failed miserably. Just hold up your right hand and say, right now, today, I may not know it all. I may never know it all. I may never get to see his face. I don't care if I don't see his face. I care about doing his will. Jesus didn't talk about seeing the face of God. He talked about those that do the will of my Father shall not perish. Perish in foolishness. Perish in broke-itis. Perish in being hated 24/7. He said, those that do the will of my Father remain forever. Remain forever? What are you talking about? I thought I have 70, 80 years to live. We're not talking about in the human flesh. Yes, you can enjoy yourself in that, but God has a bigger chore for you to do. He wants you to proselyze. He wants you to love your neighbor. He wants you to come to know God. And then, of course, whatever's coming in the future, you know you got that. You have that. Well, I don't even know why I was born. Well, oh, come on. I don't either, but I learned. I may not know, but I have come to learn that whatever the Creator has in store for me, I'm going to get it. But in the meantime, I've got to work the works of him while it is still day. What does God want me to do? Number one, he wants you to stop lying so that he can use you. Number two, he wants you to stop hating everybody and everything so that he can use you. Number three, he wants you to love your family and your children so that you can be an honor to him. He wants that so he can use you. Number four, five, six, seven, eight. Hey, I could go on and on and on. But once you're broken and there's nowhere else to go, there's God standing there saying, now, okay, are you ready? You done tried it your way. You've been thrown in prison, you're out of prison. You've been thrown in jail, you're on your way out of jail. You've been everywhere where the hated birds stand, seemingly because you might like that. But let me tell you something. The time is over. I have need of you. You're broken down and broken, okay? There's nowhere to turn. The enemies hate you. The man on your job dislike you. You don't seem to be able to get along anywhere. You've tried to be whatever it is in this statement. Oh, I'm just trying to be myself. Well, what is yourself? You're worth $38 to $40 there in the morgue after death. What is yourself? Walking around in three-piece suits? Mr. Cool? Yeah, there's no Mr. Cool, nothing. Stripped out of your clothes, you're like everybody else. God has need of thee. God wants to use you. Whatever you've done, count it as nothing. Right now, you're coming to Jesus Christ. You're coming to God in the name of Jesus Christ. You're coming before all the angels in heaven, those circulating as guardians here on earth. That's what time of day it is. Look outside your window. Look outside of the door. Everyone is hating everyone. It looks like day after day. You go to bed, you think, okay, I've heard the worst. Now here's something else. People are blowing people up. People are killing them left and right. People are going through the land robbing and stealing and raping. What kind of place is this? You know why it's gotten like this? Because right now, God has had to break you down for him to call you to him so that you know that God can use you. He used all sorts of people in the scripture. Right now, he has to get his point across. He has to let this world know that his son is on the way. He's not coming back again. He's already in the air. He's already riding on those four horses of the apocalyptic spirits. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's now in descent. Come on. Look outside the window. Look outside of your door. Nothing's right. Over here, they're doing this. Over there, they're doing that. Wholesale slaughter, murder. Look at what's going on. He ain't coming back again. He's already on the way. He's on the way. People are talking about, the world is not so bad. Oh, yeah, okay, I'm going to tell you just how bad it is. Look at the practice of medicine. Hundreds of years, billions of dollars, still can't stop death, still can't stop cancer. So why should I be worried about that? If I go in and get patched up tomorrow and then next week I'm dead, what is that? We are most miserable. This is what Paul said. Here on earth, we are the most miserable. Yes, we are, thinking we're doing something big. Let me tell you something. Look at sports. Look at the education system. Look at what the universities is turning out. People are killing each other at these horrific rallies, trying to fight and hurt one another based on whatever their preferences is that is not theirs. Go over in the Middle East. See what's going on there. Might as well make your bed in hell, and still there's no guarantee that you will escape any of this. Look at what's going on in the world. God needs to use you. He can use you most when you're down the lowest. So if you're feeling bad this morning, if you're saying, you know what, I've lived, it doesn't seem like it's any good, you know, the world has gone crazy, I can't go outside day, I can't go outside night, what can I do? You can fall down on your knees and say, God, use me. He'll pick you up, the door will open, he'll make a way. If he don't make a way, he's not God. You know what he said, put me to the test. Ask God to make a way. Make a way. You made a way, and look at where you ended up, in a prison cell. Scared to leave your home day or night. Hate your husband, but you know he's no good. But, hey, look at what's going on. Children crazy, talking back, threatening to kill you if you don't give them a cell phone. Look at what's going on. You can't look into any institution that man has any governance in and say, okay, yes, that's right. People are talking about the government. They're talking about the school system. They're talking, like I just said, about the hospitals. They're no good. They don't do anything for you. They're talking about some of these free clinics. You have to wait 55,000 years to get an appointment. Oh, my God. I could go on and on and on. Look at what is going on. It doesn't do any of us any good to sit up in our home sipping Hennessy and eating barbecue ribs and all of that, thinking we got it made. You're scared to go out the door. You're scared to pick up your telephone. You are scared to answer the knock on the door. This is what's going on now. God's most usable are those that have been broken, those that just have done horrific things, and now they're sorry because they see it didn't do them any good. It didn't get them anywhere. So now here we are sitting around in heaps and ruins. Might be in a mansion, but it's a heap of ruins. Might be in that 2017 car already, but you're still in a heap of ruins. Might have closet full of clothes, all the shoes you can and will never wear. But just look at you. Look at you. You're still in a heap of ruins. Might have everything man or woman could ever have wanted, but you're sitting there in a heap of ruins. When anything you have or doing do not glorify God, you're in a heap of ruins. You're glorifying somebody. You're glorifying yourself. Transfer that so-called glorification to the God of the universe. Yes, you might not know too much about him. Yes, you may never have read the Bible through from cover to cover with any understanding. Yes, you might not have done everything that you know grandma taught, but now you have a chance. You're on the run. You're hiding out. You're under the bridge. You still have a chance. You've embezzled all you can, and you're so nervous right now that you're going to be discovered, you can't even have a bowel movement. Yes, God can still use you. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. He can bring you out of anything that you've gotten in, on purpose and by mistake. He can bring you out of anything that mama said, hey, you better get on the run. You better get out of that. God can bring you out of anything that you have gotten in by mistake or on purpose. It's time to stop. Tell God, you know, I'm sick and tired of lying. I'm sick and tired of hiding out. I'm sick and tired of going into the church a hypocrite, coming out worse than that. I'm just, hell, I'm tired of it all. Tell him I'm tired of it. And if you're God, use me. You have something for me to do, God, use me. You have something you want me to tell someone, use me. My God, if the word says we have 70 or 80 with special mightiness of life living, wouldn't you want to choose on your way out of here doing something that is helpful and positive? And that is God ordained. Look at everybody else calling on their God, the God of evil. Looks like he's given them everything they ever wanted. Clouds, power, prestige. But let me tell you something. Whoever is not worshiping the true God of the universe is on the side of Satan. You better leave them alone. Don't listen to them. Don't read their books. Don't read their magazines. Don't go into their church. I said that. Don't go into their church. You know why? Because you're going to be in worse shape. The Bible says, Jeremiah 10:23, that it does not belong to man to direct his steps. So why try? Why keep on? Why continue to walk in your own so-called non-worthiness or your worthiness? There's no gain there. We're not going to make God out of a fool. It might seem because he has not came with that banner of destruction on planet Earth that he's looked the other way. God has not looked the other way. He's looking dead at you, and he's sick of you. He's sick of you. God is sick of you. He's tired of you. He got your number. He got your number. So it would be best that you be broken down. Come up, come down from that high horse because God is sick of you. In his eyes, you are worse than nothing. You're going through the earth teaching bad practices. You're going through the earth pulling men over to your side of evil and wickedness. You spit on the Bible, therefore you spit in God's face. There's no glory to that. There is a living hell. There is a living heaven. All of what God's Son prophesied is coming true right now. Wars and rumors of wars, people killing each other, people doing all kind of things to themselves and with themselves to try to make God look like a fool. You're the one that's going to look like a fool. You better remember, all history books cannot be changed. All righteousness cannot be hidden from those coming up. People know wrong from right, whether there's a God or not, and it is a God, inside of us, creating the image of God. There is that modality of knowing good and evil. In the Garden of Eden, God did not have to tell them, okay, here, get your pad and pen. Do this, don't do this, do this. Man was created like God, in God's image. He didn't need a schoolmaster, no one to tell him, okay, you know what, you better get over there and sit down. Adam came here as God's image. He was given slow commands. Go out there and name the animal. But he was given one, do not do it. And all of us in the pit that claim that we love God, we have a job ahead of us. The job is now. We need to live by example, a godly life. And we need to go through this world with our head up, knowing that God picked us up out the miry clay, out of horrific circumstances. We didn't think we were usable to ourselves. We knew the life we were living. We knew all the bad things we'd done. But we know that God said, he that cometh to me in spirit and in truth, he says, I'm going to save them out of degradation, out of embarrassment, out of an untimely death. And he will stop us from approaching hell's gates. Do you know when you're at hell's gate? When you look over there and you don't see nothing you recognize, you're at hell's gate. When you see everything rampant, you're at hell's gate. When you see people loving pleasures of life rather than lovers of God, you're at hell's gate. When you look over that gate and you see nothing but malice, hatred, deceit, you're at hell's gate. Stay away from hell's gate. You got better things to do. Turn around. God has turned you around. You are God's most usable when you have hit rock bottom and there's nowhere else to go. Where else is there to go when you've hit the bottom? And you know you've hit rock bottom, scared every day, lying, got to cover your tracks 24 hours a day. Everything you do, you got to cover it. You're at hell's gate. You're at hell's gate when your wife says, you know what, I'm finished with you, fool. You are at hell's gate. When you have nowhere to go but go nowhere, you're at hell's gate. Get away from there. Get off the gate. Get your hands off the iron bars. Get away from there. It's time for God to use you. Tell God, put both your hands up. God, use me. I'm sick and miserable. Look at me. I'm terrible. Just look at me. Nowhere to go. I'm scared to look out the window. God, use me. I'm tired of living my life of craziness. Use me, God. God's going to do it. You know why? Because the Bible says God's word is true. Find a church while they're still standing to go and sit in. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to even give your name if you don't want to do it. You know, that's okay. Is anyone here a visitor? You don't stand if you don't want to. Don't stand. You will convict them. He says, do not forsake the gathering yourself together. Find somewhere to go. Just go sit. Just go stand. If it's 5 minutes, just go there. Okay, God, I did it. And make up your mind that you need to be taught to teach others about what God has said and what God has done and what God is getting ready to do, because people have turned away from God. They think they're doing something big. Let me tell you something. In that day, and when that day hit, all are going to say, oh, my God. The Bible says all knees shall bow. It's going to be too late for some and right on time for others. Right now, it's your time to be used by God. You've already lived your life crazy. Stretch out your hand and say, God, use me. I don't know where you're at. I don't know who's going to come help me, but just to, hey, God, I got my hands out. In your son's name, come get me. Come and get me. I want to do it right this time. Help me, God, and I'll see that you get the glory. Okay, that's our topic. I'll talk to you in spirit next week, same time, same location, your phone and in your jammies, if necessary. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And know this, God loves you, and he always will. Bye. See you later.